Alrighty, so for today, we are starting a... Yes, we are. Starting a new siman, siman kuf chaf beis. Siman kuf chaf beis. Getting near the end here. Which is also known as page 291. So it's the second aleph. So again, we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei, and specifically, we're all the way at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So the Mechaber says, "In ba lahavsik lanos kadosh ukedusha, bein Shmoneh Esrei le yehu l'ratzon ein aposek." If you are at a point, let's say the exact point when you finish either Shem Shalom or Shalom Rav, the very last bracha, but you haven't said yehi l'ratzon imifi v'yakim li bilafonecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. You haven't said that yet. So then, at that point, the tzibur, and they get up to Kaddish or Kedusha. So the question is, could you answer to that Kaddish or Kedusha exactly at that spot? You finished the 19 brachas, but you haven't started Elokeinu, so you haven't started the next step yet. So Mechaber says, no, ain't no posek. Why? Shiyu l'ratza michlau hatfilahu. Because you l'rason mi'fi v'yagim li b'lofanech Hashem tzuri v'goli, it's part of Shmoneh Esrei. Avo bein you l'rason l'shar tachnunim, but if you did say you l'rason mi'fi v'yagim li b'lofanech Hashem tzuri v'goli, but you still didn't quote unquote finish Shmoneh Esrei because you're going to say other things, your own personal things, of a kind and sort, so on and so forth, we'll get to that. Shabadami. So then you can answer. You can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and we'll see about more than that. The Rama says, "V'dafka makom shenagim lomar yuluratzon miyad achar tefil." Now, this is all assuming the Rama points out that as soon as you finish the last bracha, you do say yuluratzon mi'fi v'yagim li v'lefanach Hashem shuvi v'kolali before all kind of sort. Abba b'makom shenagim lomar tachnunim kodem yuluratzon. But let's say that you say other things before yuluratzon. Masik gamkein l'kadosh kedusha. So you could stop for Kaddish and Kedusha. We'll see why. Umakamos elu noagim lahasik velokain tzor kodem yuluratzon lachem afsikim gamkein lekedusha kaddish rebarku. And in our places, the Rama says, the custom is to say, is to stop and say elokain tzor before you say yuluratzon nirifi. In other words, they don't only say yuluratzon nirifi. The Rama says later. So therefore, you would stop for Kaddish and Kedusha. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains that really what you should do is say Yul Ratzon Mifi both times. In other words, you should say Yul Ratzon Mifi as soon as you finish the last bracha, and also at the end before you say Oseh Shalom. That way the Mishnah Berurah comes out that according to everyone, you can answer for Kaddish and Kedusha right away. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says even more than that. The Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say you said, Yudarasan Mifi V'yagim L'Vifonecha, and so now you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha, but let's say, and this happens often, we learned the halacha before, that if somebody's standing in close proximity to you, behind you, and they're still davening Shmoneh Esrei, so you cannot step back. So now you're at that point. So you're finished with Shmoneh Esrei. But you can't step back within their dalamas after that plus three steps. We learned this in Mishnah Berurah before. So now, so what are you doing? You're in a holding pattern. So the Mishnah Berurah says that according to this, if you said, Yularasan Rivifi, V'yakin Livon Fanecha, Shem Tzuri V'Gali, so not only could you answer Kaddish and Kedusha, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's obvious, pashut, that you can even answer Baruch HaRoshmo. So in other words, this comes off very often, you know, especially when we're in the basement, so the Baruch HaRoshmo, it's a little tight. So continue to be that way, and even with the renovations and everything. But if you can't step back, so the Chazan maybe started Shmoneh Esrei, the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei. They started repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, so you want to answer not only Amen, but you want to answer everything. You want to say Baruch HaShem to every bracha. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, no problem.
Can you
do that.
Start davening? What if the person that what if it's marv? They say leinu v'noam and mosei Shabbos. Can you daven?
What do you mean if what?
He's stuck standing. He's stuck right behind the davening.
Right.
He's so, gone.
Right.
Right. Can you?
You daven? Could say that I do that very well. Yeah. In fact, the Rosh Sternbuch has somebody told me recently. One of the rabbis told me recently. So Rosh Sternbuch says, let's say you're the chazan, and somebody's behind you, and you can't step back because somebody's right behind you. So he told me that you could just start Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to take three steps back and three steps. Just start Shemoneh Esrei. So that happens to me sometimes. You know, so I say Aleinu. Yeah. What's wrong with saying Aleinu then? I mean, it's not any different than any other Shevach to Hashem. So I'm standing there, so say Aleinu or whatever it may be. Yeah.
And if you're saying Kaddish, but same token, you could also, if it's like Mari, even someone still down right behind you comes after
right
the meeting, say Kaddish.
So you could just say it.
And
right
after they finish, you still say three steps back.
Yeah, you'll have the problem with the three steps back. That's the problem.
So what do you do?
If, I mean, hopefully he's finished by that time, but
three
if he's not.
It's not essential because the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to take three steps.
That's for a different reason because he's going to say it later, anyways. But for a Yachid, it's different.
No, for his Chazoros and Shatz, he doesn't.
Not necessarily, because he's going to do that. But he should. He should. He just doesn't have to. That's
going
but that's not a comparison to, let's say, if he's stuck.
Can someone go sideways? Or
you could. The Aruch HaShulchan brings around. But we'll get to that in Mir Sashem. Yeah. Okay, let's just finish the Machaber on the next side. The Machaber picks this. Me'o ragu lomar tachnunim achar tefillah. So, person normally says extra stuff as we discussed before last week. So now you're saying your own thing. You're finished with Shmanas, right? You're saying your own stuff. You haven't taken the three steps back yet. And the Chazan started Chazar Sashatz, as we call it. So the best thing the Machaber says, cut it short. The imlo and take three steps back, the Mishnah Berurah says. Finish your davening. So you can answer. Kaddish and Kedusha. Vimlo kitzer yachol lahasik kederek shemasik bracha shel kriyashma afil b'amso. But if you didn't, let's say you don't have time, so then you can answer again based upon what we said before. What you should do is say yul rasun rimfi v'yagin libo fanecha sam shuri v'gali. Now, okay, we don't have time to get into the other stuff. But in Mir Tashem tomorrow, we'll talk about what the significance is. A beautiful Mishnah Berurah in Ches about what the significance is of this line. As we saw today, that's actually part of Shmoneh Esrei. What is so special about that? So we'll in Mirror Session, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah Ches about that, what the secret, if you want to call it that, of that is. And we'll discuss a little more about the end of Shmoneh Esrei B'Lei Neder tomorrow. Okay.